Welcome to episode 5 of the Campus Tour Podcast. I'm your host, Nate Cross, and I'm once again joined by, you can say, the voice of Killer Frogs, JD Andrus. How are we doing, JD?
I hate that thought's catching on that I've become the voice of the website, but here we are. I'm
Hey,
excited for this one.
you got your hands on everything, which isn't a bad thing, but we'll see how that goes. We're also thankful to have Megan Winans on from the women's golf team. Megan, thank you for taking your time to join us, especially in the middle of your season. We know you're busy, and it means a lot just to take a little bit of your time. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey? I know you attended OU and then transferred to TCU. Tell us a little bit about how you became into golf and everything like that.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to do this. I'm Megan Winans. I grew up since I was born in Richardson, Texas, just north of Dallas, and kind of got into it just with my dad. My sister and I would go with him, and just hit balls after he'd get home from work, and then it just kind of stuck. So yeah, like you mentioned, I went to OU for 2 years. I kind of like to think I followed my sister there. She played there. We had 1 year together. So then, just needed a change. So came here to TCU, and it has been one of the best choices I've made.
That's awesome. You mentioned you followed your sister. She plays professionally. Is that correct?
She did. She
She
now has a
did.
real world job, but yeah,
Okay.
she did.
That's awesome. What do you think
What's
led you to
that?
go ahead, JD?
What's that competition like whenever y'all do still go on the
It
course
was a
together if
lot.
y'all do?
Yeah, it was a lot, and it still is. I mean, this past weekend we had a few days off, so I went home and I was like, "Hey, you want to have a putting contest?" And I mean, it was wire to wire. Like, she has not lost it. But no, growing up for sure, we always supported each other, especially as we got older. But definitely, it's like we know we want to beat each other for sure.
Like, how's it being back home? Like, closer to home? I mean, it's not exactly home, but you're in Texas again and closer to home.
Yeah, honestly, when I was at OU, it was only a 2.5 hour drive. So if we did have a long weekend, I'd go home. But no, I'm a big homebody. So being able to just go home, even if it's for one night, it's been awesome. And then my parents will meet for dinner every now and then, and it's been really good.
Well, y'all are off to a really good start to y'all's season. Correct me if I'm wrong, but y'all finished sixth overall, first, and then fourth.
Yeah.
And then you've had two top 15 finishes. What's driven your success this season, and like what's been your mindset going into this season?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think much has changed since the last couple years. I think the whole transfer process, that was hard. Just, from a personal standpoint, physical, everything. So kind of hard to be motivated in that time period. So kind of coming off that, I think there was still a little bit of a slump period in there. And then, I mean, our coach does such a good job of just like very intentional and intense practices. And I think here at TCU, I've been playing so much more and just kind of found my love for the game again. And yeah, no mindset change. This just kind of stayed with the process, and it's been paying off.
Yeah, you kind of mentioned practice, and there's a lot. I don't know a lot about the TCU golf program. Where do y'all practice at? What is a typical practice for you guys? Just kind of walk us through that.
Yeah, so it changes. Some days we'll have practice days where we will usually start out with a team drill, and these go anywhere from 2 to 4 hours of practice. So we will start with a team drill. What that might be, we all make a 4-footer at the same time, or all 7 of us, or a chipping drill where we all have to get a shot up and down at the same time or all in a row. And then we'll kind of go to our own thing where you either, hit balls if you need to call your swing coach back home, or do drills with the coaches. They'll always chirp in and do something with us. And then 2 or 3 times a week, we'll go play 18 holes, whether that's qualifying or, trying to earn our bag. There's always some sort of competition, whether it's just practice or, a fun Friday.
Obviously, there's no golf course on campus. How is that? Like, how do y'all practice? Like, do y'all have to travel far, or like, is it around the area? And how does that work?
Yeah, so Colonial is going to be our home base. It's we practice out there twice a week now, but we're getting our facility built there now, and that's less than a mile from campus, so it's super easy to get to. And then we'll have our permanent facility out there early spring. But this last year, we would go to Shady Oaks and Colonial some when the construction was over. And then other than that, I mean, we do Hawks Creek on Mondays. It's a public course, it's open. So a lot of places are closed on Mondays for maintenance. But no, like just staying in the area, really, it's super easy to get to. And, you know, if there's any trouble getting there, they'll help us get there. So.
Yeah, you talked about earning your bag. Is that kind of your guys' way of finding out who will be playing in the upcoming tournament?
No, so we qualify, and that means, say, all seven of us qualify for five spots. Or for this week example, there are, I think, three girls exempt, maybe four, and we're playing for one or two spots, the rest of the girls. And so some week it looks different every week. And then earning your bag as a freshman, you have to shoot three under in a competitive round. And anything older than a freshman, you have to shoot four under in a competitive round to earn your tournament bag to keep it.
Interesting. Learn something new.
Yeah.
JD, you wouldn't be earning your bag.
I'd never earn my bag. Never.
It's
I you could you could
tough.
you could put me on the kids' tees and I might have a chance.
Might be close.
Might be club. My putting still might ruin me.
Oh, I get it.
Hoops. Oh, go ahead, JD.
That's just kind of what I was gonna lean off of that a little bit more. So, whatever you guys are like kind of practicing, is it? Is there still like a little bit of competitiveness whenever you guys are playing a full round, or is it kind of still just the teamwork? Because I know this is one of those sports where it's kind of like the other ones that you see, like rifle and equestrian, where it's a very individualistic sport, but it's also a team sport at the end of it.
Right. And that's something too, I'll add on to. It was very hard to transition from coming in from high school to college, where high school, it was like, I want to go in. I want to go in. And just me personally, I didn't have a team to, you know, fall back on or to, you know, fall back on or just like rely on or care for. You know, if I play bad now, I'm like, oh shoot, I let down the team or I, you know, that kind of feeling. Whereas in the beginning, it was just okay, it's a personal thing and move on. But yeah, there's so much competition, even when we're just practicing. We never just go play to play. We'll go play for, you know, ice cream or, you know, if we make this many birdies, maybe we'll get the shirt or, you know, there's always something on the line.
I know I had some women's golfers in my classes last year, and they had nicknames. Do you have a nickname?
I do have a nickname. I am Dimples. And when I
How'd you get your
smile
nickname?
big, I have six different dimples when I smile big.
There we go. How did y'all come up with y'all's nicknames? And like, is that a huge
Yeah.
team deal?
It's a big deal here for TCU Women's Golf. So our coach has been coaching here. This is her 31st year as the coach at TCU. And since her first year, she has given by herself, given every single player to come through a nickname. So it has just become a tradition. We can give some like help to her for, you know, like, hey, she did this the other day. That'd be a good idea for her nickname, but like, it's all her.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, it's cool.
I mean, y'all seem like a close-knit group, and I mean, you said like she's done that for many years and stuff. How has she impacted you? How has the whole coaching staff as a whole impacted you as a player?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, Coach Larkin, our head coach, she's really big on making practice harder, the hardest thing we'll ever do on the golf course. And she does that. I mean, we feel so prepared wherever we go. And Coach K as well, she's on that same level. She's encouraging us, she's being hard on us. Both of them are. But yeah, even more than a player, they've both just, I think, made me a better person too. You know, encourage every day. They show you what really matters in life. And coming from OU, where there were some differences there, it's been awesome with them.
Okay, look, when Nate told me that we were going to be speaking to you, I did a little bit of a deep dive on the women's golf and I looked at your
Yeah.
schedule and you guys have a tournament in Mexico in January.
We
Have
do.
you ever played overseas anywhere else? And if so, what do you expect or what do you change whenever you're going to a place? Because I mean, it's in Guadalajara, so it's got a lot of elevation. You know, how much does that kind of
Yeah.
impact what you guys are doing?
Yeah, so we played in Puerto Rico last year. That honestly didn't play too much different. It kind of just felt like we were in a tropic, Texas island.
Yeah.
But no, I have not played in Mexico. Yeah, I mean, elevation's a big thing in golf, the ball flies differently. So that's what our practice round and practice days for, just kind of figure all that out. We can use different stuff to figure out that elevation and like how much further the ball's gonna go and how it's gonna react. So it'll be something to do when we get there for sure.
What's the coolest course you played so far, in your collegiate or even before collegiate experience? You played some pretty cool courses like Pebble Beach,
Yeah,
but which has been
I've
your
been
favorite?
very lucky to play some cool places. Golf course, I think the coolest was Chambers Bay. And then Pebble. I mean, that is my favorite place on earth. So
I mean, firing
it's,
a 69 there, that's pretty impressive.
yeah, that was a good day for sure. But not even the golf, the whole experience there, like we've been there with my family. It's just surreal.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Okay, so when it comes to like tournament match day, what is your personal routine look like? Like, is there anything that you have to either do every single day that you have a match, or else you'll feel thrown off, or are you not one of those superstitious type people?
I am a very superstitious person. But honestly, it kind of depends on that week. I kind of base it off of the first round. And I talked to my coach about, it's funny, I talked to my coach about it like 2 weeks ago. He's like, "Coach, it's messing with my mind. Like, I can't live like this. It's too much, these superstitions." And we were like, "Oh my gosh." So typically, my normal routine is, wake up, get ready for 30 minutes, stretch a little bit, eat some breakfast. And then I usually start putting, and then I hit, and then I putt before I tee off. So that's how the like main part goes. But say like at Pebble, say I shot 3 under the first day. The next day, if I don't do things, if I don't put my left sock on before my right, like I think my whole day is going to be just demolished. So I definitely have those superstitions, but it just depends on the week.
I
I
don't
don't
think
think
those
those
are
are.
that egregious.
I mean,
I've heard way
everybody's got their own
worse.
stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the nicest one that we'll hear whenever we
Yeah.
ask going around the
Y'all
rest of the campus.
have a lot of new faces and young players on the roster. What has been your advice to them, getting them going, getting adjusted to tournaments? Because I know it's stressful coming into college and not knowing what collegiate tournaments are like or anything.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, we have two new freshmen this year and somehow I'm a senior. I don't know how. Blown by, it's crazy. But no, when they got here, I told them, I was like, "Hey, listen, I cried for like a month after I left home. Like, I'm a huge homebody." And they were both like, "Oh, we're fine." So nothing I could do with the homesickness because they're killing it. But no, it was kind of difficult because, again, our team is very teammate based. Like our coach wants a teammate to lead rather than her boss us around all day. So me and a couple others, we were like, "You can never be late." And then gave him like a list of like 100 things. So it was kind of hard to do that, but then say, "But don't be scared." So, to kind of give him all the expectations of TCU women's golf and then also be there as like a big sister for them.
Yeah, and I think we kind of skipped past that a little bit earlier, and you've talked about it slightly some, but like, what besides the proximity to home, what drew your interest last year when you came to TCU? What really piqued your interest about coming here?
Yeah, so it's funny actually. I was going through the recruiting process in eighth grade as a 14-year-old, and I think it's crazy. I'm so glad they've changed the rule to where you have to be, I think it's a junior in high school because, I mean, no one knows what they're going to do with their life in eighth grade. And it came down for me between OU and TCU. So, I joke about it. I'm like, "Oh, I just went with my next option." But Being close to home was great. I mean, what a great education you get here. It's unbelievable. Beautiful. Fort Worth, it's an awesome spot, but really it came down to Coach Larkin. I knew she'd be someone who I would mesh with, who would always like have my back, encourage me, truly want the best for people. So that was the biggest thing.
Was there any like changes in like the practice routine, like being like in Oklahoma and Texas, or is it pretty similar? I've never played golf in Oklahoma.
Like weather-wise?
Yeah, like weather-wise or how the ball flies. What's it like
Yeah,
there?
very similar with how the ball flies. Not much there. Golf courses are going to look very similar. Greens will be similar. But holy cow, it is so windy every single day in Oklahoma. Like it will say on your phone, it'll be, 60 degrees, but that could feel like 20 with the wind. So that was the biggest thing is the wind. So it was nuts there.
It's awesome. Who do
Okay,
you?
so what? Okay, Nate always asks all the sport questions, everything, and I want to get to know you as a person. What's your
Yeah.
major? What
Go.
are you gonna do after college? You know, you talked about you're a senior, it's flown by. So what's the plans after this? What are you studying?
Yeah, so I am going to pursue professional golf. I'm going to go to Q School, which is stands for qualifying school for the LPGA, and basically it's sets of three tournaments, and after each tournament, there's a certain amount of women that get through. So you've got to just keep working your way up and hope to finish in that top, however many people it is. And then, after that, I obviously won't be playing golf till the day I die. So, after golf, if needed, I will definitely, I think real estate is something I would want to go into, but just kind of wherever it takes me. I don't have an exact answer. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's a, you know, I will be following your career and I hope you get through it. I won't, I will never be as good as you, so I will always be admiring who you are.
Well, thank you.
Like, who do you model your game after? Like, I'd always, growing up when I was playing golf, I'd always wanted to model my swing after Adam Scott. Who did you model
Yeah.
your swing after, or like, who were, did you look up to?
I never really thought about like modeling my game after. For women golfers, I am obsessed with Nelly Korda's golf swing. It is like perfection. But favorite golfer, and I wish I could have, been, more relevant in the game, not relevant, but more into the game when he was in his prime. Tiger Woods is like, not as a person, but the golf game, it's like, oh my gosh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, the what he was able to accomplish, I mean, it's hard not to like Tiger.
Unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. Y'all have a tournament coming up and it is home. When is that one? And it where is it at?
That is the very end of October.
Okay.
That is our first tournament we've hosted in a few years at Ridgely Country Club. And then we'll have another one actually next March at Colonial, where the guys are playing this week.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was able to slip out and go see them this morning, and it was a cool experience watching all the collegiate golfers. So I'll have to
Yeah,
slip out
super
and go
cool.
watch y'all. So what is your goal for this year? Y'all are off to a good start. What's the goal and what are y'all shooting for?
I mean, we're going to be national champions,
Love it.
duh.
Love it. Of
But yeah,
course.
I mean, just keep going like we are. I think we're trending upward. And especially last year, missing regionals by just a couple spots, that stung. So I think we're coming back hot and, just every day, just committing to our game plan and process and see where that takes us.
What's the key to continuing the hot start that you guys are on
Yeah.
besides the process? Is it just continuing to buy in and get more, you know, more buy-in from the younger players as well? Or what do you think the secret is for it?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know the secret, but I think something that really stuck with me was the day we got back from our win, we had a team meeting the next day. And our coach said, okay, we're going to celebrate this win for 24 hours, then not forget about it, but we're going to move on, get back to work. And I think that was big to not dwell on like the successes you have, because yes, they're great, but also you can get carried away and just forget about the tournament you have next week. So I think that's big for us. Something big though was knowing we can win. Winning's hard, whatever sport you're in, but golf, when there's 15 teams and you have 3 days of competitive play, it's hard to stay on top all 3 days, especially, and then to win in the end. So to know we did it was huge for us. But I mean, I know I keep saying process. I don't really know what else there is, though.
Yeah, three straight rounds. Like, obviously, I'm sure it's physically draining, but the mental aspect of it, how do you stay mentally
For
sharp for
sure.
three straight days?
I don't know. I tell you what, Pebble, I after the second round, it was a lot, like some cold weather came in, it got super windy that second round. I got off the golf course and I think I shed a tear because I was like mentally exhausted. I'm like, oh my gosh, I need my brain to turn off. Yeah, I mean, I think we're very used to the physical part of it. We do training for this. We work out hard twice a week and then on our own the other days. And I don't want to say that's no big deal, but we've been doing it for however many years. So the mental part is definitely where it's at. And for example, this past week I had one tough mental day. And that just you can see how it takes a turn when you're not there mentally. So we work on a lot like just staying in the moment instead of thinking about 2 holes ahead or say you made a bogey on the last hole, just get over it. So that's been good for us.
Is there anything you do, like whenever you are having a rough day or whatever, that you do to kind of calm yourself or just kind of take a step back?
Yeah, I mean, this sounds cheesy, but I step aside, I shut my eyes, listen to the birds, listen to the planes. I'm like, okay, get with it. Just clear the mind, try and have zero thoughts. I think for me on the golf course, when I do have those mental mistakes, I'm thinking too much. And just for me, it's first somehow to clear the mind is what helps me.
Yeah, a little bit of a Happy Gilmore, take me to my happy place
Yeah,
kind of vibes right
exactly.
there.
Yeah, I mean, I coach high school golf and like it's been a struggle getting my players to like get that mindset of like just drop what happened on that last hole.
Right.
Like you touched on it, but like you're in a tournament and you're stressed and the weather's bad. Like how do you turn that mindset around? Like it's tough. Like how long did it take you to like change that mind switch?
A long time. I am a stubborn person. I like to think what I think is right. And if someone else is saying it, I take it personal for 5 minutes, then I have to be like, okay, they're trying to help. But yeah, I mean, weather comes, it's a pain in the butt sometimes. And I forget what tournament it was. I was at a high school event and playing with girls who shoot 100 and it's 12 degrees, it feels like just raining, it's just awful weather. And I stood back, my grandma was watching me, and I was like, this is miserable. And she goes, hey, you can't control it. You've got to be out here. So I was like, you're right. So I was like, I ended up being the only one that day that had a good time because I couldn't control the weather. I had enough clothes to keep me warm. Like, if you can make yourself just control the controllables, you'll beat everybody mentally.
Okay, I've got a question, and it's kind of going to be controversial, and you might
Okay.
catch flack for this. But everyone talks about golf as like just like a weekend sport, and then some people say it's the hardest sport to play. Where do you rank it among like the hardest sports to play? Is it your number one? Where do you put it?
That's a hard question. I grew up running track, volleyball, and playing golf. Out of those three, 100% it's the hardest. But then it just goes back to like mental. Like it is a mental grind to be a good golfer. And I think it's most definitely the hardest mental game. Physically, when people are saying like, oh, it's not a sport, whatever. I wish people could see how many injuries I have from this game. So if somehow that can prove that it's a sport, that would be way. But no, I think the precision it takes and just like the exactness, all the swing changes that you go through and just 100% from the mental side of it, I think it's pretty high on being one of the hardest sports there is.
Okay, I'm gonna put that on Twitter, and
We'll see what happens.
we'll see what happens.
You mentioned like the aspect of like physical injury and stuff like that. How do you like deal with that as a player? Because like golf's all you do. It's all you do during the day. You're constantly thinking about golf. Like when you're injured, like what advice can you give to another player that may be dealing with an injury and like how to get back and come out strong?
Yeah, so for me personally, I have two injuries that I could get surgery on, but I don't have time to. So, if you get surgery, say you're out for 3 months. If you don't play golf for 3 months, that's a big thing that you're going to take 2 months to get back into it and get back to where you were. So, I think just really see what your priorities are with that, because mine I can play through. But it's tough because sometimes if you got a broken leg, like you've got to go get that fixed. But yeah, I mean, I think just the severity of it and then go from there. I don't really have a great answer for that, but just keep going. I mean, it's going to be hard not to be discouraged when you get back, but you'll get back to where you were.
Do y'all get y'all's clubs and this is I meant to ask this earlier. Do y'all get y'all's gear and clubs and everything supplied to y'all, or how does that
We get
work?
this asked so much. So our gear, yes, from TCU. And if you're in need of clubs, absolutely, you get that supplied for you. But a bunch of us, I know a couple are on TaylorMade, some with Titleist. I've been with Ping for 9 years now on their staff. So they will send me whatever I need. They'll fit me for whatever I need. And I'm very fortunate to have that. Not everybody gets that. But yes, most collegiate players, even if you're not with a specific brand, you can get supplied clubs.
Very nice. How
What's it like to play a flawless round and not like probably utter once like I hate golf? Like what's it like to just shoot under
I've
par? Can
never
you just
played a flawless round, I will tell you
what's
that.
it like to shoot under par? I don't even know what that's like.
It's tough. It is tough. Flawless round of golf is not real.
Like what is your kind of like obviously you want to be the best you can at every point, but with golf being as varying as it is, depending on the day and everything, like what is your personal goal? Like, what do you put your mark out for around?
Yeah, I mean, I try not to do it like an exact score. There have been times when I shoot one under and I'm like, I'm the best golfer ever. And then I'll shoot one under and I'll be so mad for 3 days. So I think it just depends on the golf course, the conditions. There was one tournament I played when I was younger and it was blowing. I don't know how this tournament didn't get canceled. It was the windiest. I think we were in a tornado. Like it was next level. 25 degrees, it was awful.
Oh.
And I shot one over and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm the next Tiger Woods. Like, I'm it. And then I go and shoot one over the next week and I cry about it, So it just depends on conditions, course, how you're feeling that day. But I don't really have a score. I would like to shoot under par every round, but it's not how it works.
Me too.
Right?
Oh, I
Still
wish
waiting
I
for
could
Nate.
too.
Still waiting for Nate to take me out and give me some tips, but
You broke your foot or whatever.
yeah. Hey, I've been playing every week. You leave me alone.
That's his excuse right now.
Yeah. I've been playing every week. I've been getting back in it.
There we go. Oh, so you're so what's your who's the biggest team in the Big 12? Like, who are y'all pinpointing to? I mean, like you're trying to beat everybody, but like who's your
Yeah.
biggest competition right now?
Shoot. Texas, I know you just left the Big 12. Texas was a big competitor last year. I mean, they're all teams are just killing it right now. I think OSU right now, we've kind of been, teetering between. So that'd be a good one to see win a couple against, but we're there to beat everybody. So yeah.
How important is it to like see these teams like in these tournaments that y'all have played in and like get a feel for like how you're playing against them already and like how they're doing?
Yeah, like I've said, it changes so much every week. So, we went out and won Pebble, and then we went out and had another great week but got fourth. So, OSU had a girl, or no, Houston, the week we won, didn't have their best week, but they played great. The next week they win by five. So, it's just so dependable on that week. But yeah, I mean, to see Houston was a really strong team last year. They are again this year, and just to see us, be able to beat them and keep coming close, that's been cool. So yeah, definitely cool to see us kind of sneaking up on some of these teams.
Okay, this is my last question. It's all I've got left. I think I've asked it to every single person we've interviewed and to even the baseball players that I've talked to. But
Okay.
what is your favorite TCU like apparel that you have gotten for your sport? Like, what is something that, like, no matter what, you will always be like, that is my favorite, always will be.
Oh gosh. Has to be apparel.
It could be
Oh,
like, it could be a
I
bag,
know.
anything, like
We
it.
got a great pair of dunks this year. Yeah, we got a really cool hoodie last year, though. It's a great like sleep hoodie, but I think the dunks have been like the coolest.
Yeah, everyone has TC has the best apparel, and
Oh,
you
it's
get
so good.
very differing answers.
So good. Besides our football
Dude, the football
uniforms.
uniforms are nice. We won't get into this again.
How
Has it been like seeing an uprise in like women's athletics, especially at TCU? Is the trajectory's going up? What do you think the difference is, and like how has the support been from TCU?
Yeah, I mean, it's so cool. I feel like everyone you talk to is, for women's sports and for women's athletes right now, for, and Simone Biles and, the Williams and just everyone is just thriving in women's sports right now. So I think with those professional big athletes doing all that, it's really inspiring others. And then to see, these teams and even women coaches who were players, it's so cool to see everyone just rising all together.
Megan, when y'all, you've mentioned this ahead, but like when y'all's next tournament and like where are y'all going?
We go just south of Austin to San Marcos, and I think we leave on October 19th. We have about 3 weeks, and
Okay.
then we'll have our home tournament, and then that's it for the fall.
All right. And to close out the fall, is there like a Big 12 challenge or anything that y'all do? Or is
Not
it
in the
just push to
fall.
spring?
Yes. So our
Okay.
heavier season and one that really matters for rankings and everything, that is in the spring. So Big 12s will be in April.
And what will y'all do in the off season while you're like in the middle of two seasons? What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, we stay, our hours that we're able to practice as a team go down, but it goes from 20 to 8. So we still do our, workouts all together. We'll have a couple practices a week all together, maybe 2 hour practices, two of those, and then we do stuff on our own. But the team is so close, we're all together every day doing something, golf or fun. So yeah, it's just kind of the same, but without the coaches sometimes.
That's awesome. Well, do you have any social media that you would like to share so people can follow you? How
Yeah.
can just TCU fans or non-TCU fans follow TCU Women's Golf? How can they do that?
Yeah, on Instagram, TCU Men's Golf, and then I'm just Megan Winans on Instagram. So yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you for joining us. Like again, like I said, you're busy right now. You're in the middle of a season. So we're super thankful to have you on. And well, you'll find this podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, the Killer Frobs website, and other things like that. But that concludes this episode.
One more thing before we
Wait.
go. Do you offer lessons?
Not at the moment, but in the future, I got you.
Okay, because one of these days I'm going to challenge Nate to a game and I'm going to need some
Yeah,
help getting there.
I'm here
You just
for
asked for my help and now you're ditching me.
Yeah,
You
because you haven't helped yet. You were making fun of me.
haven't
I thought
texted
about
me.
it.
You haven't
I thought about
texted
it. You called me old man on Twitter. I didn't like that.
me.
Anyways,
No,
yeah,
better fight.
it's a pleasure having you on it. It was really fun
Thank you all
talking
so
to you.
much.
Thank you. Thank you.